The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. You know, we've got an exciting show for you. A little bit different, but not an awful lot different, but really pertinent information. So listen up.
Oh.
Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies. And along with our wonderful son, Darren, the proud and happy owners of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, and the amazing broth cafe.
Hey.
The organic, the versatility, the brilliance of all the different recipes. I'm just floating, enjoying, and salivating all over the tables and all over the mics and everything else here because it's just so terrific and all the great choices. And in the interaction with the local organic farmers, bringing in the fresh organic produce every day, because that's our absolute obsession, is your health, and also the variety, the versatility, the beauty, etc.
And watching the staff, I do not slice and dice, but watching the staff, watching the magic makers in the kitchen.
Terrific.
Slice and dice with the hands are going 90 miles an hour.
Right, and all organic foods and this wonderful prepared. And you know, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non, it's all, we have the wild fish, the organic chickens, we have the organic meats, we have the organic vegan dishes, organic vegetarian, all kinds of choices. Wonderful, wondrous combination.
Everything to please your palate.
Everything.
It's just amazing.
and also to please your immune system, your body, building up your health. But, you know, I always think you're not having to eliminate. You're eliminating poisons, but you're giving your body the joy of healthy, delicious foods and choices across the board.
Chemical-free, baby.
That's chemical right, chemical-free. Free. And remember, too, I think all of our dear friends need to understand that all the preparations include the vortex power, the wonderful energizing water.
I'm glad you brought that up.
The purification in every aspect of it, everything is included in that. Nothing is made or prepared without any of the vortex cleanse the
and
eight,
you know,
benefits,
something else I found.
Complete detoxification, and 9999999999, which is the only thing you can say on the planet, utter cleanse of any kind of impurity, any kind of toxin,
why
any
is this
kind
important?
Like that, and high oxygen for energy and
why
life.
Is this important?
Because of what's going on today, Dan.
Because of all the plastics in water.
Talk about
because
it, please.
I mean, you can't see them, you can't taste them, but they're there. And the buildup in microplastics in the ocean is contributing to death of sea life, okay? But there's a major component also in water called bisphenol A, BPA. It's an industrial chemical used to make plastics. This is in addition to the microplastic particles.
That's in the regular water, not in the and the vortex cleanses of all.
Oh, by all means.
Go right ahead.
Unfortunately, this bisphenol BPA leaches out plastic containers into the foods. It is associated with breast cancer, prostate cancer, abnormal development of babies. And studies have shown that more than 90% of people test positive for this BPA.
This is all across the boards, okay, of all kinds of people.
But
for
you're
God's
not going to get it Alive and Well.
That's
you're not
right,
going to get it with vortex
free
water.
Of every it's 100% free of any one of these chemicals and all. And no chemical has done that. It's high oxygen, high cleanse, beautiful, and you can fill up your own jars or jars that we can provide
glass
you there.
Glass jars.
And fill that up and take that water home. That's all Dennis and I ever use. We never use anything else.
The Food and Drug Administration, which is supposed to protect consumers, in fact, approved the use of BPA as an indirect food additive.
Unbelievable.
In the 60s.
And you consider these people are working in your behalf. They're not. They're working for industrial chemicals, pharmaceutical drugs, and all of that. They show that by the decisions they make.
And this was something that I was under that impression for years, that if the ice cream I was eating and all the crap that I was putting in my face wasn't healthy, the FDA would tell me it's not healthy to eat this stuff. Are you kidding me? Am I kidding me?
Gosh.
Was I kidding I?
Well, that's
get
right.
out of here.
And don't start singing the song from that great musical, Money Makes the World Go Around, okay? And it does because of the financial connections
and
on this.
And here's the beauty part.
The beauty part.
Here's
go ahead.
Beauty part.
The
Ready?
Beauty part.
What is the major component of pain power?
Go right ahead and tell us.
It's curcumin.
That's right.
Okay.
The active curcumin. Highly absorbed and
concentrated.
Super high. Yes.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Now, the FDA is supposed to, in fact, approved use in the way back in the 60s. One study has found that curcumin could reverse the carcinogenic effects of BPA and prevent cancers from developing.
I have read that in my other doctor's reports, too, but that the active curcumin, the highly active curcumin, because of its wonderful detoxification process, can do that even on these toxic chemicals.
We're not making a claim that
the
pain power is a cancer cure. But this is what science has found, that curcumin has so many beneficial ramifications, okay? I didn't know that when I was developing the pain power formula. I didn't know how extensive curcumin was in health-generating benefits.
And, you know,
I did know an awful lot about, find out an awful lot about anti-inflammatory component of curcumin.
And don't think that he's in the back room making in a big vat, mixing it up, because he said when I was putting it together, he worked with the top experts.
Oh, that's what I mean,
top experts. Yeah. But a lot of people can hear you say that. And even Gary might misunderstand that Dennis is in there with a big tub and just mixing stuff up that
Not
like
at
that.
All.
I wouldn't be surprised if you tried, dear.
No, I wouldn't even
But he works
there.
With the top experts. Go ahead,
but,
baby.
The curcumin and the rest, all the components in pain power support and promote the activity of curcumin. It is a major, the natokinase, the serrasiopeptidase, the boswellia, all of these, and a host of other components, all reduce inflammation.
And there's no allergen, and there's no toxin, and
right.
there's no animal, and there's nothing like that. They are living, wondrous proteolytic enzymes, and in high amounts, and also that ancient Mother Mary frankincense, boswellia, for pain and inflammation, too.
And those are all the components that reduce inflammation. And inflammation, as you've heard me mention maybe too many times, that inflammation, as promoted by holistic physicians and even non-holistic physicians, inflammation is the spark, is the negative spark, at the source of all of promotion of disease, of all diseases. So you got an ache and a pain, you might want to try the pain power, because it has many, many additional benefits for sinuses, for health, for your whole anatomy.
And I'm applauding this month for Dr. McCosey, a famous medical doctor, because he says what you were saying. He was talking about pain, aches, and sprains. I'm quoting him. For centuries, medical traditions around the world have relied on natural pain relievers, and it's only been in recent years that the drug industry got into the act, leaving death and destruction in its wake, says the doctor.
That's right.
The dangers of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, and the disaster, he says, of acetaminophen and Tylenol, says the doctor, are sadly well known, and now an opioid addiction is an epidemic. But he says, but you can avoid this public health disaster by stocking your medicine cabinet with well-documented botanical pain remedies such as boswellia frankincense and curcumin, from the turmeric.
There you go.
Just exactly what you were saying.
There you go.
And, you know, I think you probably have talked to Dr. Mukosi. I know he's very famous. But I think you get through, because when you were talking about the water, he says, make a splash. And he says, water is the staff of life, but the quality of the water you drink is paramount. As chemicals increasingly flow into our rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, it's more important than ever to purify your drinking water.
There you
just
go.
Exactly what you had to say, okay?
And just exactly what we've been dispensing at Alive and Well. It's the purest water in the world. If you can, if you only have plastic containers, you can use this water. But if you can, please switch to glass containers. Glass containers for not just your water, but for your shampoos and your soaps and all your dispensing cosmetics. We have glass containers on Saturday. Saturday is the big day to switch over to all natural organic cleansing components and creams and lotions and potions in glass containers, not plastic.
Right.
And that's it, Alive and Well. The Alive and Well Saturday Holiday.
Right. You know, the doctor, it's amazing how many different things that he's saying, too. He's also speaking about the digestion problems that are so prevalent. Mm-hmm. He says there are many over-the-counter drugs for bloating, constipation, diarrhea, and gas. But I've written, says the doctor, before about studies showing that these drugs cause severe nutrient deficiencies along with other serious side effects like cancer, bone breakage, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's talking about these, and in you can hardly ever today, repeatedly this week, just trying to watch a little something on the old telly. When it comes to commercial, you get the class action lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
Which this has been repeated continuously. You know, lawyers don't take a class action lawsuit unless they have so many thousands of people and so much proof that they can take this on, that this has harmed so many people.
Right.
And they have a class action lawsuit, which has been continuously on the TV, Heartburn Meds. And he says the over-the-counter Zantac and ranitidine for heartburn drugs. This is what the lawyers are saying, contain one of the most, and they abbreviate, contain one of the most severe cancer-causing agents, proven even in small amounts to be deadly. They list all these forms of cancer at the top as pancreatic, liver, ovarian, kidney, lists of them. That they cause the most severe cancers that you could ever imagine in over-the-counter heartburn meds, Zantac, ranitidine, okay, containing the most severe cancer-causing agent. Can you talk a little bit about why then we were so passionate about making sure the top digestive specialists put it in super digest design? Can you talk about that?
Well, yeah. Years ago, I had heartburn, and I had the same kind of stomach gastrointestinal complications my father had. When I was growing up, I was knee-high, not even up to my father's waist. He was always in misery about heartburn and burping and belching and
my
gas and
my mother and grandmother
distension.
And aunt, too, same thing.
And he was continually taking Alka-Seltzer and a previous product called Bromo-Seltzer,
then
Tums and Rolaids and all kinds. He carried little rolls of packets of these things in his pocket all day long, popping this stuff. And I've had the same kind of symptoms until I found out that there is a natural degression of efficiency of digestion as we get on in years. When we're born and we're up to the age of 20, 25 years of age, the hydrochloric acid levels in our stomach are very high. And the digestive enzyme production is very high. And the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus is very sensitive to hydrochloric acid. So the sphincter closes tight between swallows when the acid is high. But as we get on in years, nothing functions like it did when we were younger in the years. And that is this. The acid levels are lower, and the acid volatility is less. The efficiency is less.
And the enzymes are less. All
and the enzymes are less. And the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus relaxes. It's older tissue than it was when you were 20 years of age. And so the acid is now seeping up or gushing up your esophagus and leading even to throat cancer. And doctors say, well, you've got too much acid. Or people diagnose themselves as saying, I'm so acidic, I've got to take a neutralizer. I've got to take a drug that'll stop all the acid.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yes. I mean, most because that's what we've been taught forever.
Right.
Okay? My
that's
father
right.
was taught this. His father was taught this.
My mother, too, and grandmother and relatives.
But that's not the right solution. The solution is something else entirely.
Right.
It's just the unique ability of nutritional science to come to the conclusion that you don't have the acid volatility, therefore the sphincter doesn't close as tightly as it did before. And if the sphincter doesn't close, then the acid comes up your gullet.
Right. Can I add one other thing, too? Remember, too, the other thing that we learned, which was an exact definition, when food is not properly digested, undigested food gives off methane gases and causes the growth of putrefactive bacteria.
Exactly what
destruction
happens.
Of the gastrointestinal tract and all the gases and all the
and
discomfort.
The leaky gut syndrome.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
But getting back to what the solution holistic physicians have found is to, one, increase the digestive enzyme concentration of your
right.
stomach.
Yes.
Increase the hydrochloric acid. Oh, too much acid, too much acid.
No.
Bring it back to what it was when you were younger. It was very efficient and not too much. But when you do that, bring the acid and enzyme levels back up to what they were when you were younger, then the sphincter starts to squeeze tight again between swallows and the acid doesn't come up your throat.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And
miracle,
the food is beautifully digested, and the digestive tract doesn't get destroyed, and on the balance of the good bacteria exists, all of those things.
And all of these good digestive components working their way through your intestines gets rid of the putrefactive bacteria, gets rid of the C. difficile and the H. pylori. Because without the right enzymes and the right chemical structure of your guts, those pathogens come up through your intestine, from your colon, up through all your intestines, up to your stomach, and even up to your mouth. So that's not a pleasant experience. At any rate, the superdigest enzyme contains all those components which neutralize the excessive heartburn and putrefaction of your guts by providing you with the right raw materials you were given when you were younger.
That's right. And, you know, I'm going to go into a topic here. And when in reading this, I thought so much about falling in love, loving somebody. Woo! The heart pumps like crazy. When you see somebody or something you love, look, it could be a puppy dog, too, or a nice little kitten.
Well,
I'm not saying
I would settle for that affection, that display of
but
affection.
But your heart starts beating. It pumps, it pumps, it pumps, it pumps. It's not just when you exercise. It's not just when you wiggle around. It's okay. Just so this gives some fuel.
That's what greets me every morning when I walk into the kitchen.
Oh, see, I set him up for that one. And as Gary doesn't see this because his eyes are kind of diverted, but I twist and kick you if you don't say something like that.
Well, we didn't have to go into that. That's a part of the relationship we don't want to discuss.
Right, Gary. It's true. It's true. Okay. All right. Okay. So here is about the cardio CoQ10.
Uh-huh.
The doctor's reports here. Cardio, I'm reading it verbatim here. But this is about what it does for that heart beating, regardless of what it's doing.
Beautiful.
Cardio Q10 is fuel for your heart, say the doctor.
Tell me about it.
Your heart beats about 100,000 times a day. Come on, and I get tired thinking of doing some exercise or doing some chores.
You can't count 100,000. You can't count to 50,000 during your waking hours.
Your heart beats about 100,000 times a day to get its job done. Heart. Oh, you know, so now we should sing Heart of My Hearts. I love that melody.
I was just going to say that. Heart of my heart.
I love that melody. It's my favorite.
Heart of my heart.
brings back a memory. Remember when we were kids on the corner of the street? We were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart, man, friends were dearer then.
Eggs were cheaper, it's
too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart. Heart of My Heart.
Well, this proves that rehearsal isn't always the best thing. We didn't rehearse that. That wasn't rehearsed.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody.
Spontaneous.
I'm sure everybody recognized the fact that it was unrehearsed.
No, I think it's cool. Whew, where was I? Oh, well. Your heart is beating 100,000 times a day. That's getting me worked up, that song. To get his job done and is fueled. Now, we're not talking about cars, we're talking about hearts, is fueled by CardioCoQ10, which is why so many scientific studies, and all of them are cited, have shown that it confers powerful support for your entire cardiovascular system. When your heart has the high levels of CoQ10 it needs, it works like a charm. You see, your mitochondria, the cell's energy factors, need CoQ10 to generate ATP, adenosine triphosphate, energy, to keep your heart cells functioning and healthy. But when your levels get too low, your heart strains to do its job, and ultimately your entire body suffers, the doctors cite studies. Suboptimal means lower than optimal heart function plays a role in a variety of health problems that plague us as we get older. That's why taking the right CoQ10 plays a major role in making sure your body has the cellular energy you need to maintain a strong, healthy heart to live an active, healthy lifestyle as you age. According to leading experts on the cutting edge of natural health, it's critical to supplement with CardioCoQ10 as you age. After the age of 30, natural levels of CoQ10 diminish. By the age of 50, this depletion of CoQ10 accelerates, and by age 70, your CoQ10 levels are 50% lower than they were when you were a young adult, okay? And you're going to continue reading as the body ages. I'm giving you that, so I don't want to get depressed about it.
Okay.
As the body ages.
Are you worrying? You're wearing yourself out?
I'm getting depressed.
Okay.
No, because I take a lot of the CardioCoQ10 every day.
Right.
That's why I can sing the song. Go ahead. As the body ages.
Like most everything in life, as your body ages, it doesn't perform as well as in certain areas as it did previously. But that's where the magic of CardioCoQ10 comes in. It's an incredible tool that enables you to fight back against aging and provide your body with a nourishing antioxidant that the body's struggling to produce. Statin drugs and other drugs quickly deplete CardioCoQ10 levels.
Yes, yes, yes. That's been known forever.
Forever.
Dr. Steven Sinatra was saying that the big-time cardiologist was saying that many years ago.
And that's part and parcel of why you get so tired when you get older, because the statin drugs are making your body just can't metabolize at the rate that it was before.
That's right.
And it also creates the dementia that goes along with the statin drug.
And without the CardioCoQ10 for the heart, remember, it also causes, without the CardioCoQ10, all the muscles need the CardioCoQ10.
Absolutely.
And because the statins rob that, you get what's called muscle breakdown. The muscle breakdown overwhelms the kidneys, but also causes pain and weakness throughout all the muscles. That's just part of the side effects of those drugs.
Statin drugs.
That's right.
Which, as I mentioned several times, four major medical journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of American College of Cardiology, the
Journal of the American Medical Association.
Yeah, and the Lancet from England.
Yes, yes.
All editorials have all stated at one time or another that statin drugs are a major, major fraud. They do not have anything to do with extending the life of one human being. That's their editorial.
That's right. And they have a black box warning, which is what the Food and Drug Administration puts in its most serious warning, that the statin drugs shoot up blood sugar, cause diabetes, and make diabetes worse, and cause dementia, cognitive decline. Can you believe?
Yes, I can
Go
believe.
Go ahead.
That's the name
Read
of the game.
Read more.
Okay. Statin drugs quickly deplete cardio-Q10. If you're taking a cholesterol-lowering statin drug, such as Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, Pravacor, then you're probably trying your best to stay on top of your cardiovascular health. However, the doctor says, there's an important secret that the manufacturers of these widely used drugs try to hide, but that you need to know. And that is, there's a hidden side effect that is not detailed in their warning labels. And that's the fact that statins severely deplete your body's natural levels of cardio-Q10, which can be very dangerous. A Columbia University study found that within 30 days, your levels of cardio-Q10 can be decreased by 50%, one-half drop level in your cardio-Q10.
That's right.
And along with this, I mean, because cardio-Q10 helps to activate the mitochondria.
That's just what I was just going to say, that Dr. Mercola, MD, this month has been coming out about the mitochondria are the cell's energy production. And he says the body's best protective mechanism is the super antioxidant called cardio-coenzyme Q10 that he's talking about right now.
And what else fortifies your mitochondria? What else increases the density within every cell in your body of mitochondria? What is it?
PQQ.
PQQ.
Brain power. Regenerates the mitochondria, absolutely.
And brain power increases the number of mitochondria per cell. And the population of mitochondria per cell varies on where, what particular part of your body you're talking about. For a skin cell, it's not that great. For an eyelid cell, it's greater because the eyelid is moving all day long. For the heart cells, up to 5,000 mitochondria per cell. The brain cells, up to 5,000 mitochondria per cell. Can you imagine such a thing? You can't even see a cell. With an electron microscope, you can see a cell, but 5,000 mitochondria, all producing what? Energy, adenosine triphosphate. That is the energy that makes every cell in your body function to the optimal degree.
Right, and he says here that your heart, brain, liver, and kidneys are all high-energy demanding organs.
So the brain power doesn't help just your brain, which increases neurotransmitter activity and the whole anti-inflammatory process of brain health. But every cell in your body, your biceps, your triceps, your legs,
right,
your thighs, your toe, your nose, whatever, your eyelids, whatever it might be.
That's right.
The energy levels are restored to what?
Like
approximation of what you had when you were younger.
That's right. And we have wondrous, wonderful people and friends that come into Alive and Well who are using these things. And now they can exercise. They have a quality of life and quality of thinking that they didn't have. And, you know, just like he is saying here, the Dr. Mercola defining that it has to be his subject is on the cardio-Q10, your heart, and all of these are demand that. He said, when your mitochondria produce an optimal levels of ATP or energy, your cells thrive, and so do your organs. And then he goes on to say, we don't have the ability to convert regular CoQ10 to ubiquinol, which is its active, useful form, and it becomes less efficient as you age.
And that's the cardio-Q10.
That's right, and he makes that point. That it has to be, the kind that we take, has to be 100% of, that's what cardio-Q10 is, of ubiquinol. The 100%, right? And that your cells can readily use, okay? And it's not the same, as he says, as ubiquinone. Another
now,
name
when you were younger, your body made all these things, okay? But by the age of, again, 50 seems to be a major time of recognition, the fact your body is not 20 anymore. Some people hit that level earlier, and some people maybe a little bit later. But the idea is that as we get on in years, our efficiency of metabolism, of energy, of all functions in the body start to diminish.
Right.
Markedly. The efficiency of digestion, as we talked about earlier with the super digestizyme, 70% less nutritional capabilities by the time you're 50 than it was when you were 20.
And he says even, especially after the age of 30, we need the active form of the cardio Q10. He says it comes, and he goes on to say that there are 60, more than 60, I'm quoting, research studies have shown the health benefits of the cardio Q10. Peer-reviewed human clinical studies conducted at prestigious universities. All of these things, okay? And it says that it's important to do that, especially after the age of 30. He's not waiting for 50 or 70.
No.
He's telling you to do it by the age of 30.
But you see, when you're young, the world is perfect because you make cardio Q10. You don't have to take a supplement when you're 12 years old, 18, 20 years old. But as the body ages, all these different functions start to diminish in efficiency. And that's when you want to support it. Make your life a little bit easier. Make your body's metabolic functioning more efficient and more health-promoting.
That's absolutely right. It's absolutely right. How critically important. And, and you know, it's great. Mercola is not a fan. He talks about the different vaccine corruptions that are going on, but he's also want to stress that he says he's written many articles over the past year detailing simple strategies to improve your immune system. And with a healthy immune system, says the doctor, you'll get through COVID-19 without incident. I'll summarize some of the strategies you can use both to prevent COVID-19 and even address any side effects you may encounter from any vaccine. Eat a clean, he says, ideally organic diet. Avoid processed foods of all kinds, especially those vegetables oils, as they are loaded with damaging omega-6 linoleic acid that wrecks your mitochondrial function. Linoleic acid has been shown to increase mortality, that's death, from COVID-19.
Let me just stop for 1 second.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Let's make it clear what oils he's talking about.
That's by exactly
name.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
That's what he does. Go ahead.
Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut.
That's right.
All of those. Those major antioxidant, no, they're not antioxidant, anti-inflammatory oils are not anti-inflammatory. They are highly inflammatory.
That's exactly the point that he's making here, too. And you're absolutely right. And like he and other the top doctors, the ones that they use are the organic, extra virgin, you know, cold press, the whole thing, olive oil, okay?
Right.
The organic raw butter. Which
Absolutely.
Is used from no hormones given to the cattle or anything like
Absolutely.
That, okay? Hormone-free, et cetera, and so forth, grass-fed, and organic raw coconut oil. These are all advantageous, eating those organic avocados, the things like that we
That's
would
That's very important. Avocado oil is susceptible to excess heat. But avocados, eating the oil that's in, you don't notice it's oily, but it's delicious. When you eat an avocado. They recommend eating at least half an avocado or an avocado on a daily basis. Why? Because of the healthy omega-3 fats
That's right.
that are in that oil.
That's right, exactly. And we were just talking about this, and I'm reading what he says. Implement a detoxification program to get rid of heavy metals and glyphosate. This is important as these toxins contribute to inflammation. I want to stop just for a second. One of the main things we stress, even at Alive and Well, are those high concentration and only in glass of 100% the local and organic juices, okay? And we do the green juices every day, Dennis and I. It's made a world of difference in health, and it goes along with great leaders in nutrition and great naturopathic doctors throughout the century, talking about the detoxification of those wonderful, you know, juices, the high concentration, and we do the glow cleanses and the wonderful detoxification. These juices are present every day for you to get in your beautiful little glass bottles that you can take. But as soon as I run into the store every single day, I grab my green juice, and so do you.
Ann Wigmore lives.
Oh, yeah, and head of Hippocrates, the MD, is naturopathic doctor.
Yeah.
And she was the head of Hippocrates, not like a hypocrite. Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine, not
right.
Hippocrates. Hippocrates, it's the same kind of pronunciation, but two different names. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, he was often called.
Okay. A Greek guy, way Greek, back. Way back.
Yeah. Okay. Let food be your best medicine.
That's right.
That's one of his. And so she was the head, and she... This is in New York when we were learning about it, and she was doing this. She had enormous groups of people. I'm not making claims. but she had enormous that gathered there together, and it was the Society for Cancer Victims and Friends, which was her focus. And she was a very high into and had a lot of background into the detoxification that was so necessary and helpful for cancer patients.
That's right.
That's what that was, that premise. And these people would gather. They had testimony after testimony. We got to meet her and talk with her and get to know her. It was just a great experience. But the organic pressed green juices from all the organic vegetables.
And along with that, the elimination of all the processed
foods. That's
right,
all the sugars.
Processed foods are benefit to whom? The processors.
That's right.
The processors make money by converting starches into, with synthetic flavoring and coloring and texturizing agents. They make it seem like a real food.
That's
but
right.
It ain't, folks.
No. And even okay? This doctor here saying, Nicole is saying, it's so important to do nutritional ketosis. The emphasis on the healthy fats, huge variety of organic vegetables, the organic proteins, whichever your particular area of preference would be, and staying away from the sugars, staying away from the sugars. And I really, I know you've heard me say it before, but it's kind of like an imprint on the inside of my brain, and that is, I don't like the word elimination. I like the word substitution.
Mm-hmm.
You can substitute delicious things. We have so many wonderful ketogenic choices at Alive and Well, and we stress that even in the different foods that we make. And I want to make sure that we read his thing, the detoxification program, and he says these are the nutrients he considers, Dr. Mercola, that all the studies have proved. I'll share this with you, okay, Jones? Critical to preventing COVID. This is the doctor quoting the trials. And what I'm going to share with
folks, all the information we present on this program for the last, Lord knows how many years, is all doctor-oriented.
That's
doctor,
right.
Results of holistic physician research and practice over years. We don't make this stuff up.
No, and I'm quoting, and he's quoting, with all the lists of the clinical trials supporting it. And I'm going to share that with you.
Okay.
Here's his list. Dr. Mercola, and according to all the different studies. Vitamin D3, all things considered. Vitamin D3 optimization is the most beneficial strategy that anyone can do to minimize their risk of COVID-19 and other infections, and strengthens your immune system in a matter of days. And then right there, he says N-acetylcysteine plus. And he goes, NAC is a precursor to reduced glutathione, which plays a crucial role in COVID-19 protection. According to literature analyses, glutathione...
Wait a minute. I misunderstood what you said. NAC actually helps the body produce glutathione.
That's exactly, and glutathione plays a crucial role in protection of COVID-19.
Yes, okay.
According to literature analyses, glutathione deficiency can actually be associated with COVID-19 severity, leading the authors of the study to conclude that NAC plus would be very useful both for its prevention and treatment. Okay,
right.
And going into zinc, I'm giving it to you in a minute.
Well, let me go on.
To speak about the NAC, because he goes on to other things, okay?
Okay. The NAC also restores liver function.
And kidney,
and lungs.
That's
okay?
Right, the lungs.
Absolutely.
Eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion, one of the main players in protecting against death, mortality, and destruction of the alveoli in the lungs that cause the mucus to build up and can cause mortality.
Well, that destruction is caused by the cytokine storm.
That's right.
Cytokines are part of your immune system, which help rally your other immune factors to fight off an infection of any kind. But when the present virus is so strong, the cytokine production tries to become even stronger, and it creates what's called excessive cytokine inflammatory response.
Yes, it does.
And that excessive cytokine response creates an awful lot of mucus in your lungs, which is called the cytokine storm. Cytokine storm refers to a perfect scenario for death.
That's right. Not
Why?
So friendly fire like they use in
right.
in the military. Go ahead.
So the cytokines build up such an incredible amount of mucus in the lungs to try to prevent the virus from overtaking your health. and to try to kill the virus, that they plug up the alveoli, the oxygen receptor sites in the lungs, and you can't breathe, and hence you die.
That's right.
Okay? Now, going back, when you have the proper nutrients, as Dr. Siegel said over a year ago, to boost your immune system.
That's right, and that's what he's
going
to.
Your immune system is the crux of the whole thing. We're born with an immune system.
And that's why the Dr. McCullough is going on to say that quercetin has been shown in studies to inhibit SARS coronavirus.
That's right.
It also blocks viral replication within minutes. Importantly, okay, he's saying here that a number of studies have shown that vitamin C is very helpful in the treatment of viral illnesses, okay, sepsis and ARDS, all of which are applicable to COVID-19. And all of the things, it actually acts as an antiviral drug, natural drug, vitamin C, actively inactivating viruses.
That's it.
It works synergistically, he says, with quercetin. Can you read about the quercetin and what it does at the bottom, kid?
Well,
quercetin.
I can do that.
Go ahead.
Before I read that, let me refresh a few memories. A year ago, March of 2020, on television, a Dr. Siegel was being interviewed about the pandemic, and the announcer was trying to figure out what can we do to protect everybody. Oh, panic, 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 the pandemic, panic. And Siegel says, folks, realize you are born with an innate immune capability to reject disease. When you get older, that immune capability diminishes. Therefore, those comorbidities we're talking about are more susceptible. Or those people who are older are more susceptible to the comorbidity aspects of the complications of the virus. But you have vitamin C and you have quercetin. Both have been used to fight the virus, any virus. And the announcer says, what is quercetin? And Dr. Siegel explained, it's a bioflavonoid. It prevents irregular congestion of the lungs. It's an anti-inflammatory. It directly fights the virus.
And it's a natural, as you said, a natural. You know, people, you say a bioflavonoid, most people may not understand what that is. Plants don't exist with vitamin C alone. There's a great wisdom, you
That's
know?
Right. That's
and,
right.
And the great divine wisdom, the juicy part, high in vitamin C, and remember, in the pulp and coloring matter is this wonderful natural bioflavonoid called quercetin, which was certainly a lifesaver along with C for me years ago as a severe little asthmatic and allergic child. As I was growing up with this, they said it would just get worse and worse, but that was one of the big players that really helped me and our granddaughter that had suffered from
That's
that.
That's right, baby.
So it's really wondrous. It's really wondrous.
So
the combination
now,
of the quercetin and
even,
C.
Even licensed physicians, you don't hear much about it at all on television or in the discussion of the pandemic, because all the physicians have been warned. You talk about vitamins and health fighting the virus, and you're going to lose your medical license.
That's right. And you know they make
up... Okay, so all you can talk about is drugs, drugs, and more drugs.
That's right. And this next page, really, he makes a big point about the importance of the B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to read that right going
Let's
in.
Let's pick up here with quercetin.
Yes, please go on.
Quercetin, a powerful immune booster and broad-spectrum antiviral, quercetin was initially found to provide broad-spectrum protection against SARS coronavirus in the aftermath of the 2003 SARS epidemic. And evidence proves it would be useful for the prevention and treatment of the SARS-CoV-2 as well. So we're dealing with coronaviruses here. There's a lot of nomenclature which you may not be familiar with.
Right.
But all of these coronaviruses are precursors to the present one.
Yeah,
but
read
going
about
on
the
with
bees.
The B vitamins. B vitamins also influence several COVID-19 specific disease processes, including the viral replication and invasion of the COVID-19, cytokine storm induction, it's a response to the COVID-19, adaptive immunity and hypercoagulability.
Wow.
Okay.
All the different functions. I didn't know that. I knew about the neurological help that it gave you,
yeah.
About the anti-stress. I knew about that it was essential to keep you from dying of the B deficiency diseases. But I didn't realize all those multifaceted benefits.
I did not either. Especially, I had no idea that it had to do with reducing the hypercoagulability of the blood.
Where the body, where the blood actually coagulates too much and causes clots, et cetera, and the B vitamins protect about that. We know about the nervous system. And go ahead, read the rest
of
that.
Well, it says viral replication. Invasion, viral replication and invasion of the virus, cytokine storm induction, it helps reduce excessive cytokines.
Isn't that something?
Which would prevent the excessive mucus buildup in the lungs.
Right.
Okay. Adaptive immunity. That's a kind of a general term. Adaptive immunity. Well, we have the innate immune system we're given in creation, and as we age, as we grow, our immune system adapts to different challenges that we encounter in life's travails. So it helps to boost that ability to adapt to the proper immune situation.
And that fascinates me, too, because that is why you, working with the experts, you put together Stress Be Gone, not of a high-potency, adaptogenic form of the B-complex, which also enabled the adrenals to cope with the stress and the challenges that come with life. Because that's a unique formula that way, Stress Be Gone.
Exactly. But it does all the things you just mentioned, honey, but it also has effect on nurturing your central nervous system, helping relax your brain and your central nervous system to negate the effects of stress and tension and all the negative aspects that hit us on a daily basis. It is remarkable in that regard, but it also helps to reduce a major inflammatory, which creates the stress, and that is called sugar. It helps the metabolism of sugar dramatically in lowering the sensitivity and the hyperreaction to excessive sugars.
Right.
Helps to metabolize sugar, get it out of the system quickly, right, improving insulin production and utilization of sugar to create the energy that you need from it, but to prevent the ensuing depression that follows the use of sugar.
Right, and that's the stress be gone.
Stress be gone.
It's just amazing. And speaking about this, you know, I have to applaud. I love the wonderful doctors who are holistically minded. They're medical doctors, but they have gotten, and, you know, there are, and this is Dr. Alan Inglis talking about, I just want to list that briefly, and here's the importance. I wish that all could be as brilliant as this particular doctor is, and think about Cardiozyme, all natural, wonderful, terrific way to keep the cholesterol perfect, to keep all the levels perfect, to keep the veins and arteries clean, all the great things.
It breaks up the plaque.
That's right, it does.
It breaks up the plaque, and the plaque is a result of sugar, inflammation response of sugar on VLDL. Maybe you've not heard of VLDL. VLDL is very low density lipoprotein.
Right, and it turns that into gum, into plaque. That's right. It does all those wonderful things, and it's completely natural and safe. Instead of there's a constant stream. Our friends are expressed to us that they're doctors who don't realize and don't read the side effects, and this is what Dr. Alan Inglis is quoting, that statin drugs, which are constantly prescribed, are notorious, he underlines, for countless side effects. I didn't know most of these. You need the fingers on both hands, say the doctor, plus a toe to count them all. This is the doctor.
Okay.
And here's his list. Muscle pain, common, disabling. Sleep problems, with anxiety, low blood platelet count boosts bleeding risk. All from his list of what the statin drugs do.
Okay.
Rhabdomyolysis, rapid muscle breakdown that can lead to death. Mm-hmm. Are we hearing? Depression and anxiety, misery in a pill. He says, I'm reading just his words. Erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Bad for everybody. Memory loss. We knew that. Can't find your way home. Headache. Annoying. Weakness and fatigue. Cells can't make enough energy. Lung injury can be very serious. Constipation, diarrhea, indigestion, passing gas spoils your day. He's talking. That's his list. His list of the... And he says, of all the terrible side effects.
It also destroys cardio Q10. The major life-generating substance for your heart and your brains, every cell in your body.
And they, he goes on about his whole thing is about how they the drug companies suppress oral. And he says it's scary but true. But statin drugs are much more likely to cause diabetes than prevent any heart attack.
There you are.
He makes that point. And you know, I'm Dr. McCosey. I'm applauding him because, thinking of the heart, he says how super pure fish oil keeps your heart healthy, even when it's stressed.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
now, we talk about fish oil so often. But it's, the information just keeps, reams of it just keeps emanating from these holistic physicians.
That's right. And he says that researchers evaluated data from 13,912 people who had undergone comprehensive examinations at the Cooper Institute in Texas. The participants underwent maximal, he underlines, treadmill stress tests. And their heart rates were measured at 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute intervals. The test revealed that the people with higher omega-3 levels, EPA and DHA, had better recovery of heart rates, meaning that their elevated levels, heart rates, returned back to normal much more quickly. And they acknowledged that the omega-3 fish oils, EPA and DHA, they outlined that, show important effects on cell membranes, including the heart muscle. And this study, along with years of long-term study, clearly shows, says the doctor, the benefits. But it's important to note, they say, the quality of the fish oil supplements, because they have to be properly sourced and molecularly distilled.
And that's what super EPA is, super fish oil.
That's right. That's okay. what's so important. That you, we address all of these things. We address the kind, the foods we eat. They, just like all these holistic doctors are saying in the clinical trials, eat the organic, get the absolute purity of the water, have the fresh pressed, 100% organic, high concentration in glass of the glow cleanses and the juices. And if you want to have with a wonderful expert, call Alive and Well at 877-4950. Set up a time with Belinda, and she'll give you more information. She's a glow cleanse
on the
expert
detox.
On the detox.
Yeah,
and it's just wonderful. And come in and have your wonderful food. And remember, you can call the 877-4950 for all of our great services. Mail it to your friends and family. We got all the services. Or you can't come in, you want to go, we'll ship it right out to you. It's terrific. And remember, you can set up a time. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area. But we love to sit in this beautiful, comfortable area, lovely sofa, with the good distancing and the perfect cleanliness and the masks and all of the goodies, and share great information at no charge, one-on-one. Dennis or me, we're not going to take it personally. If we do, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to, whoever you choose. But set up a time while we're there so we're not talking with somebody else, okay? And that way we're available for you, no charge. No, and no obligation, but we want to help, and that's been that's our vortex, right? You know, that's our center of our heart. We want to help, so set up a time, 877-4950, or call that number, 877-4950. Say, I want to talk to the cafe. I want to have these orders. I want these done. I want to take out. I want whatever. Just call. We'll have everything ready for you, completely organic, completely wonderful. A charming lady was saying she's had smoothies all over the world and all over the place in Maui. Nobody makes the great organic smoothies and the deliciousness, not only organic, but delicious, of all of that. She was sharing that with us. That was wonderful.
And she's not the only one.
No, she's not.
Had some folks in from New York.
That's right.
Said
it's
the same
all
thing.
The same, but it's okay. All the different things. The broth, the takeouts, wonderful homeopathic physicians also sharing that they love that too. All those things are available. 877, you can easily remember, 4950, 495. And I've got to go to the mainland. Oh, I'm returning. As so many say, fine. We'll have everything shipped out for you. Just call and let us know. Next to nothing, and even at a certain point, nothing at all. Priority mail ensured, you'll have it. It'll be there. We make that a priority. You are our priority. That's at Alive and Well. We are there for you. We love you. And you got to eat that fabulous food at the broth.
And if you're thirsty, come on in. We'll give you a free glass of water, the Vortex water. Amazing. Okay, this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.